Good afternoon. Clouds will continue to thicken and showers will become more common and eventually turn into a steadier rain across the region as we get closer to the evening hours, even bursts of heavier rain likely towards sunset and beyond. There could even be a few rumbles of thunder, particularly in the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, as a low pressure wave tracks straight through the region, dragging a cold front by, adding additional lift into the atmosphere. Copious amounts of moisture will mean rainfall amounts on the order of about a half inch to an inch, and as this system swings on by, cooler air will start to flow in. After high temperatures in the middle and upper 40s, we'll start to drop back through the 40s and into the 30s overnight tonight. Leftover moisture will transition from rain to wet snow before winding down, but not before some places get a fresh coating up to a half inch or an inch of wet snow on the grass in the I-90 corridor and points north, but in the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, up to 1 to 3 inches of wet snow possible before precipitation tapers off towards sunrise. Still, some additional rain and wet snow showers around during the early morning hours on Friday, then drier and cooler air working its way in with highs in the lower 40s, and a few snow showers possible on Saturday in a northwest wind flow, which will keep a chill in the air, and under a mix of sun and clouds, we'll be back down into the mid-30s. High pressure will build in Saturday night, and after a cold start, only in the lower 40s despite lots of sunshine on Sunday afternoon. Then another disturbance will produce more rain and snow showers Sunday night into Monday morning. On Monday afternoon, highs will be back into the mid-40s. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and quiet weather into the midweek period next week, with highs ranging from the lower into the middle and upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across the mid-Atlantic region. Despite weak instability, moderately strong wind flow aloft residing across this area could support a locally enhanced wind gust or two with a few of the stronger storms that develop in the afternoon hours as a cold front passes through. In the colder air to the north, the winter weather advisory is out for parts of the UP of Michigan. Northwest winds gusting to 30 to 40 miles per hour will drive in colder air to support snow through the morning and into the afternoon. As much as 2 to 4 more inches of snow will fall in the UP. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Yuma, Arizona, and Thermal, California, to a low of 8 below zero at Pittsburgh, New Hampshire, and Wrangley, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm in the mid-50s. Boston, cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 50s. And in Buffalo, rain changing to snow, 1 to 2 inches worth with highs in the mid-30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1986. And the record low, 2 above zero in 1960. Sunrise this morning, 6:48 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:14 p.m. 12 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain late this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Rain this evening changing to wet snow before ending overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. More rain this evening, perhaps a thunderstorm, and then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. Rain this evening changing to wet snow before ending overnight tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and damp today with showers developing, then a steadier rain, maybe even a rumble of thunder late this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. More rain this evening, perhaps a thunderstorm and a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. for the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and damp today, with showers developing, then a steadier rain late this afternoon, with highs in the middle 40s. Rain this evening changing to wet snow later on tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain and snow showers in the morning, showers in the afternoon with highs in the lower 40s, breezy, colder Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, a few snow showers in the mid-30s, mostly sunny, lower 40s Sunday, scattered rain and snow showers Monday in the mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the middle to upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.